The following is a free-for-download audiobook, available on Google Drive. Beyond Birth and Death by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Chapter 5. Associating with Krishna. If one gets something superior, he naturally gives up all inferior things. We want enjoyment. But impersonalism and voidism has created such an atmosphere that we have become addicted to material enjoyment. There must be enjoyment in connection with the Supreme Person, Purusha Sapara, whom we can see face to face. In the spiritual sky, we are able to speak personally with God, to play, eat with Him, etc. All of this can be attained by bhaktiya, transcendental loving service. However, this service must be without adulteration, that is to say, we must love God without expecting some material remuneration. Loving God to become one with Him is also a form of adulteration. One of the major differences between the spiritual sky and the material sky is that in the spiritual sky, the head or leader of the spiritual planets has no rival. In all cases, the predominating personality in the spiritual planets is a plenary expansion of Sri Krishna, the Supreme Lord, and His multifarious manifestations preside all over all the Vaikuntha planets. On Earth, for instance, there is rivalry for the position of president or prime minister, but in the spiritual sky, everyone acknowledges the Supreme Personality of Godhead to be supreme. Those who do not acknowledge Him and attempt to rival Him are placed into the material universe, which is just like a prison house. There's a prison, and the prisoner forms a very insignificant part of the whole city, so the material universe is a prison for the conditioned souls. It forms an insignificant part of the spiritual sky, but it is not outside the spiritual sky, just as a prison is not outside of the city. The inhabitants of Vaikuntha planets in the spiritual sky are all liberated souls. In Srimad Bhagavatam, we are informed that their bodily features are exactly like God's. On some of these planets, God is manifested with two arms, and on others, He has four. The inhabitants of these planets, like the Supreme Lord, also manifest two and four arms, and it is said that one cannot distinguish between them and the Supreme Person. In the spiritual world, there are five kinds of liberation. Sayuja Mukti is a form of liberation in which one merges into the impersonal existence of the Supreme Lord called Brahman. Another form of liberation is Sharupya Mukti, by which one receives features exactly like God's. Another is Shalokya Mukti, by which one can live on the same planet with God. By Sharsti Mukti, one can have opulences similar to the Lord Supreme Lord's. Another type enables one to remain always with God as one of His associates, just like Arjuna, who is always with Krishna as his friend. One can have any of these five forms of liberation, but of the five, the Svayuja Mukti, merging with the impersonal aspect, is not accepted by Vaishnava devotees. A Vaishnava wishes to worship God as He is and retain His separate individuality to serve Him, whereas the Mayavadi impersonal philosopher wishes to lose his individuality and merge into the existence of the Supreme. This merging is neither recommended by Sri Krishna in Bhagavad Gita nor by the disciplic succession of Vaishnava philosophers. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wrote on this subject in his Shikshastakam, Nadanam nadanam nasundarim kavitam vajagadisha kamaye mamma janmani janmani shvare bhavatad bhakti hoiti gitayi. Quote, O Almighty Lord, I have no desire to accumulate wealth, nor do I have any desire to enjoy beautiful women, nor do I want any number of followers. What I want only is that I may have your causeless devotional service in my life, birth after birth. End quote. Shikshastakam 4. Here, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu refers to, quote, birth after birth, end quote. When there is birth after birth, there is no liberation. In liberation, either one attains the spiritual planets or merges into the existence of the Supreme. In either case, there is no question of rebirth into the material world. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu doesn't care whether he is liberated or not. His only concern is to be engaged in Krishna consciousness, to serve the Supreme Lord. The devotee doesn't care where he is, nor does he care whether he's born in the animal society, human society, demigod society, or whatever. He only prays to God that he shall not forget him, and that he will always be able to engage in his transcendental service. These are symptoms of pure devotion. Of course, a devotee, wherever he is, remains in the spiritual kingdom even while in this material body, but he does not demand anything from God for his own personal elevation or comfort. Although Sri Krishna indicates that he can be easily reached by one who is devoted to him, there is an element of risk involved for the yogis who practice other methods of yoga. For them, he has given directions in Bhagavad Gita regarding the proper time to leave the gross body. Yatra kale tvanat anavritam avritim chaiva yogina prayata yani tam kalam vakshyami bharatashaba. O best of the Bharatas, I shall now explain to you the different times at which, passing away from this world, one does or does not come back, end quote. Bhagavad Gita 8:23. Here, Krishna indicates that if one is able to leave his body at a particular time, he can become liberated, never to return to the material world. On the other hand, he indicates that if one dies at another time, he has to return. There is this element of chance. But there is no question of chance for a devotee who always in Krishna consciousness, for he is guaranteed entrance into the abode of Krishna by dint of his devotion to the Lord. Agnir jyoti ahashukla sanmansa masa ratarayanam tatra prayata gachanti brahma brahma vidujana. Quote, those who know the Supreme Brahman pass away from the world during the influence of the fiery god into the light at an auspicious moment during the fortnight of the moon and the 6 months when the sun travels in the north, end quote, Bhagavad Gita 8:24. The sun spends 6 months on the northern side of the equator and 6 months on the southern side. In Bhagavatam, we have information that as the planets are moving, so also the sun is moving. If one dies when the sun is situated in the northern hemisphere, he attains liberation. Dumos ratris tata krishna samasa dakshinas yanam tatra chandras masam jyotir yogai pratya nivartate sukla krishne gati hiete jagatas shashvate mate ekaya yati navritim anya yav vartate puna. Quote, the mystic who passes away from this world during the smoke, the night, the moonless fortnight, or in the 6 months when the sun passes to the south, or who reaches the moon planet, again comes back. According to the Vedas, there are two ways of passing from this world, one in light and one in darkness. If one passes in light, he does not come back, but if one passes in darkness, he returns. End quote. Bhagavad Gita 8:25 and 26. This is all by chance. We do not know when we're going to die, and we may die accidentally at any time. But for one who is a bhakti yogi, who is established in Krishna consciousness, there is no question of chance. He is always sure. Naite stri parta jana yogi muyanti kaschana tasmat sarveshu kaleshu yoga yukta bhavarjana. Quote, the devotees who know these two paths, O Arjuna, are never bewildered. Therefore, always be fixed in devotion, end quote. Bhagavad Gita 8:27. It has already been ascertained that at the time of death, if one can think of Krishna, he is immediately transferred to the abode of Krishna. Anta kale chamameva smaram muktva kalevaram ya priyati samadbhavam yasti nasti yasta samshaya abhyasa yogda yuktena Chetasadna Nyagamina Paramam Purusham Divyam Yati Purutar Partanuchintayan. Quote, and whoever at the time of death quits his body, remembering me alone, at once attains my nature. Of this there is no doubt. He who meditates on the Supreme Personality of Godhead, his mind constantly engaged in remembering me, undeviated from the path, he, O Arjuna, is sure to reach me. Bhagavad Gita 8:5 and 8:8. Such meditation on Krishna may seem very difficult, but it is not. if one practices Krishna consciousness by chanting the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, you will be quickly helped. Krishna and his name are non-different, and Krishna and his transcendental abode are also non-different. By sound vibration, we can have Krishna associate with us. If, for instance, we chant Hare Krishna on the street, we will see that Krishna is going with us. And just as when we look up and see the moon overhead, we perceive that it is also going with us. If Krishna's inferior energy may appear to go with us, it is not possible for Krishna. Is it possible? Is it not possible for Krishna himself to be with us when we are chanting his names? He will keep us company, but we have to qualify to be in his company. If, however, we're always merged in the thought of Krishna, we should rest assured that Krishna is always with us. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu prays, Nam nama kati baradani shrava shaktis tatra pita niyamatasmarane nakalha etadashi tava kripa bhagavan mamapi durdai mamadisham ahajani naraga. O my Lord, your holy name alone can render all benediction upon living beings, and therefore you have hundreds and millions of names, like Krishna and Govinda. In these transcendental names, you have invested all your transcendental energies, and there are no hard and fast rules for chanting these holy names. O my Lord, you have so kindly made approach to you easy by your holy names, but unfortunate as I am, I have no attraction for them. End quote. Shikshastakam 2. Merely by chanting, we can have all the advantages of personal association with Krishna. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is not only considered to be a realized soul, but an incarnation of Krishna himself, has pointed out that in this age of Kali, although we have no real facilities for self-realization, Krishna is so kind that he has given us this Shabda, sound incarnation, to be utilized in the Yuga Dharma, as the Yuga Dharma or way of realization of this age. No special qualification is necessary for this method. We need not even know Sanskrit. The vibrations of Hare Krishna are so potent that anyone can immediately begin chanting them without any knowledge of Sanskrit whatsoever. Vedusha Jnaneshu Tapasu Chaiva Daneshu Yat Puyas Phalam Pradistam Atyeti Tat Sarvam Idam Vividitva Yogi Param Stanam Apaiti Chadyam. Quote, a person who accepts the path of devotional service is not bereft from the of the results derived from studying the Vedas, performing austere sacrifices, giving charity, or pursuing philosophical and fruitive activities. At the end, he reaches the supreme abode. End quote. Bhagavad Gita 8:28. Here, Krishna says that the purpose for all Vedic instructions is to achieve the ultimate goal of life, to go back to Godhead. All scriptures from all countries aim at this goal. This has also been the message of all religious reformers or acharyas. In the West, for example, Lord Jesus Christ spread the same message. Similarly, Lord Buddha and Muhammad. No one advises us to make our permanent settlement here in this material world. There may be a small difference according to country, time, and circumstance, or according to scriptural injunction, but the main principle is that we're not meant for this material world, but for the spiritual world, and that is accepted by all genuine transcendentalists. All indications for the satisfaction of our soul's innermost desires point to these worlds of Krishna beyond birth and death. The end.